This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. This mini episode is brought to you by the Happiness Newsletter. Sign up and you'll get my newsletter for free. It has highlights from the podcast, the blog, my Facebook page, and everything else. To sign up, just text me at 66866, and in the message box, enter the word happier. You'll get a text back that asks you to enter your email address. Type in your email and you'll get a confirmation and you'll be signed up. I'm a gigantic raving fan of children's literature and young adult literature. And so I am obviously also a huge raving fan of the work of Laura Ingalls Wilder, the Little House books. I cannot even express how much I love these books. And if you have not read the Little House books since you were a child, I really urge you to read them again as an adult because they are such masterpieces. And as an adult, you'll get more out of them because you bring more to them. And one of the things that I noticed rereading the Little House books as an adult is the portrait of Pa. Now, as a child, I saw Pa, you know, as this heroic figure. He's so brave. He's so resourceful. He can make anything. He can fix anything. He can solve any problem. And not only that, he's full of jokes and stories, and he's always playing his fiddle, and there's so much music. He's such a wonderful father. And I was also dimly aware as a child of the fact that sometimes Pa seemed to make some kind of questionable financial decisions, but that wasn't a very strong note to me. Well, when you reread the books as an adult, you see much more that Pa is making some really questionable decisions, and there's really financial problems that the family is facing. And you understand much more clearly the nature of the conflict between Ma and Pa and this issue of whether they're going to live near a town. So it's interesting to see that come out, you know, another element of the portrait. Now, so because I am such a huge fan of Laura Ingalls Wilder, I was really excited when a new book just came out, The Selected Letters of Laura Ingalls Wilder. And I was very struck by this letter that Laura Ingalls Wilder wrote to her daughter, Rose Wilder Lane, in 1937. Now, Rose Wilder Lane was very, very involved in the writing of the Little House books. She was a writer herself. She helped her mother shape the narrative of the books, and she edited them very heavily. And so at this point, apparently, Rose had asked her mother to describe the money troubles that were going on in the period that was leading up to the book that would become By the Shores of Silver Lake. And she asked Laura Ingalls Wilder to give a detailed description of their expenses. So Laura Ingalls Wilder is answering. And she concludes a long discussion related to the expenses related to Mary's illness. And then she adds, "You can see that all of this costs money. I would have no idea how much. I know Pa sent money home for doctor bills after he was working for the railroad. But Pa was no businessman. He was a hunter and trapper, a musician and poet." It's such a beautiful and honest tribute to Pa. Even with the people we love and admire the most, we don't have to pretend that they're perfect. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework.